A wind advisory remains in effect across much of northeast Ohio through 1 a.m. tomorrow. The National Weather Service says winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour are expected, with gusts reaching 50 to 55 miles per hour. Affected counties include Stark, Carroll, Columbiana, Mahoning, Portage, Summit, Trumbull, and Tuscarawas. A winter weather advisory remains in effect for portions of the region through 1 p.m. tomorrow. Lake effect snow will bring 3 to 6 inches of accumulation in areas including Portage, Summit, and Trumbull counties. The heaviest snow is expected late this afternoon and evening, with snow falling at rates of up to 1 inch per hour at times. Strong winds have caused numerous power outages across northeast Ohio. As of 10 this morning, FirstEnergy reported 312 customers without power in Stark County. Other outages included 281 in Columbiana County, fewer than 20 in Carroll County, 387 in Mahoning County, about 3,200 in Portage County, and roughly 1,200 in Summit County. AEP reported 193 customers without electricity in Stark County, fewer than 5 in Columbiana, and 36 in Carroll County. Repairs are underway. A competency hearing for the man accused of shooting an Altman Hospital employee has been postponed. 36-year-old James Fair of Canton was scheduled to appear today in Stark County Common Pleas Court, but the hearing was continued until January 26th. Fair has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity and is charged with aggravated robbery and 2 counts of felonious assault in the June 27th shooting. Canton police say Fair became combative while under observation, struggled with an armed security guard, and fired a gun, hitting the employee in the abdomen. Fair is in the county jail on a $1 million bond. A woman is facing multiple charges after Minerva police say she assaulted an officer during her arrest. The alleged incident happened December 21st after officers responded to a report of a woman passed out behind the wheel near East Lincoln Way. Police say 34-year-old Caitlin Jackson of East Rochester admitted to drinking, refused sobriety tests, and became combative when told she was under arrest. She's accused of kicking an officer in the chest, resisting arrest, and later damaging equipment inside the police department. Jackson was arraigned December 22nd and appeared for a preliminary hearing today in Alliance Municipal Court. Construction is set to begin in the spring on a new Hilton Hotel in Perry Township. The 4-story dual-branded hotel will be located along Erie Avenue Southwest. It will have 114 rooms, combining True by Hilton and Home 2 Suites Lodging, and is expected to cost about $7 million. Developer Vaibhav Patel tells The Repository the project will create local jobs, support area businesses, and contribute to economic growth with an opening planned for 2027. Ramatika Management bought the 2.4-acre site across from Menards. The 64,000-square-foot hotel will be financed by Sutton Bank. A longtime Columbiana County court official is retiring and heading south. Domestic Relations Magistrate Bradley Allison will step down Wednesday after 15 years on the bench and more than 2 decades in private practice. Allison tells the Morning Journal he's grateful to have served the community and hoped to make the divorce process less difficult for families and children. He and his wife will move to Tennessee, and former county prosecutor Tammy Riley Jones has been sworn in as his replacement. A Mahoning County judge has dismissed charges against 29-year-old Damon Williams, who died November 26th. He faced aggravated murder, aggravated robbery, and tampering with evidence charges in the June 2021 death of Kashawn Bunch in a Youngstown park. A co-defendant, Kyrie Williams, was sentenced to 20 to 24 and a half years in prison in 2023 after pleading guilty to voluntary manslaughter and robbery. Another co-defendant, Michael Collins, faced lesser charges and testified in the case. Williams had medical issues related to sickle cell anemia, which prevented his trial from taking place. The cause of his death has not been released. The case of the Struthers Band Boosters treasurer accused of misappropriating thousands of dollars is now in the hands of a Mahoning County grand jury. 49-year-old Jana Vilsack of Struthers was bound over to Common Pleas Court today. Police say Vilsack used more than $5,000 from the Boosters account for personal expenses and withdrew another $2,000 from a separate organization account. She allegedly told detectives, "I fell on hard times and did what I did." The alleged activity occurred between April 21st and December 3rd. Austin Town Police are investigating after vandals targeted Greenwood Chevrolet Falcons Stadium over the weekend. Officers say one press box used for the scoreboard and video board was damaged, with a laptop and desktop taken. The desktop was later found smashed. Additional damage included a broken door, sliding window, thrown equipment on the roof, and damaged cinder blocks in the stands. Police are reviewing security footage and testing red markings on one door for DNA. 2 people were arrested following a vehicle pursuit on I-80 Saturday. The Highway Patrol says the chase started eastbound on the Ohio Turnpike in Streetsboro and involved a stolen vehicle. Troopers used stop sticks to flatten a tire, but the driver continued until the rim disintegrated. The pursuit ended in Hubbard Township when the driver struck a police cruiser and went into a ditch. The driver and a passenger were taken to the Portage County Jail on multiple felony charges, and minor injuries were treated at the scene. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.